I wonder, how aware people are of this option. I've got to say that it really wasn't out very much on my radar. And the way you describe it, it sounds like quite an interesting approach, particularly for, older, more frail patients.
That's correct. The place where a lot of elderly patients are, like in Japan and certain places in the United States, they are very interested in it. Among the radiation oncologists, we see a lot of those elderly patients. They are requesting radiation treatment for the T1 or smaller T2 lesion. We are aware of this study, and also among the RTOG radiation therapy oncology group, we do know this stereotactic radiation treatment. Just because of this advancement of the diagnostic screening, the spiral CT scan started to pick up many patients' T1 lesion these days. So it's becoming more popular. We see the patients who are like 80 years old or 85 years old, they were found to have those tiny spots in the lung while they were getting some workup, even cancer of the prostate or had previous cancer of the head and neck, and they do get the kind of routine checkup, and they were found to have very small lesion in the lung.
I wish you good luck with this study. I remember when I first heard about the SPEAR trial on prostate cancer, and I was thinking, oh, I don't think this is going to happen. I mean, do you think this is really going to happen?
Well, we are having a little bit problem. It just activated. It's too early to say, but we are having some problem to get enough patients quickly.
I mean, I guess the other option would just be to try to enrich the data that's out there right now in terms of, just in the results that are seen when this technique is used. And if I were a patient or a physician, kind of looking out at this and I saw, even though it wasn't a randomized trial, indirect comparisons that look comparable to surgery, it'd be mighty tempting in an older patient.
That's correct. And that's exactly what we are doing while we are trying to get any patient on the randomized study. We do have phase 2 trial ongoing. This stereotactic radiation therapy is getting very popular. Like a brain tumor, we have like a gamma knife to treat a very small spot of like brain metastasis. So patient can get just one shot of treatment if the tumor is very small. And this has been really well recognized, very effective treatment all over the world. So now it's moving into the body, like lung and sometimes hepatic metastasis. The patient would like to have this type of surgery. Well, we call it radiation type, using radiation treatment, but kind of almost removing tumor by the radiation treatment. So without opening the body, they can do a treatment. And it's very attractive for elderly patients because, nationwide and especially some countries, these elderly patients, they are getting more and more. Lifespan is prolonging and we'll see those patients without any surgery, they would like to have treatment by radiation treatment.